CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The first step to dismantling the Department of Education is about to come with the stroke of a presidential Sharpie.
President Trump has long vowed to abolish the Department of Education. And while there are questions about his authority to do so, it appears he is beginning that process. A White House spokesman says the president's executive order will, quote, expand educational opportunities and empower parents, states, and communities to take control. Congress created the Department of Education, and only Congress can dismantle it, setting up the possibility of another showdown over separation of powers and co-equal branches of government. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President Trump and his administration are already locked in fierce battles with federal judges who are putting delays on some of his executive actions as legal challenges play out. Trump says he will obey court orders, but CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford asks if there might be an expiration date on that.
The concern is, what if Trump's patience with the process runs out and he openly defies a court order? That could then escalate up to the Supreme Court, and no president in history has ever defied a direct order of the Supreme Court. That would be a constitutional crisis.
With states in the north-central part of the nation battling blizzard-like conditions, Florida is facing a fire threat. More from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're going to be actually looking at a critical fire threat in central Florida. It's been several years since we've actually had that level of a threat in that portion of the state, but unfortunately a critical fire concern for a place like Orlando, all the way to the east coast and down I-95, potentially as far south as Fort Lauderdale. So we are watching those concerns because it is dry and it is windy in the state of Florida for your day today.
At Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, United flight attendants in one of 19 such demonstrations at airports around the world. This as contract talks between United Airlines and its flight attendant union appear to be nearing an end after 4 years. Wages and working conditions at issue. There has been a vote to ban traditional bullfights in the world's bullfighting capital. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
People here either love or hate bullfighting, imported to Mexico from Spain centuries ago. Animal rights groups applauded the bill, while the pro-bullfighting groups staged protests outside Mexico City's legislature. Plaza authorities said the law distorted the essence of the sport, which is, after all, to kill the bull.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Ever feel like everything in life is moving at hyper speed? Slow things down with the all-new Nissan Murano. An unapologetic refuge amidst the daily hustle and bustle. Re-energize with massaging leather-appointed seats to melt away the tension of a busy day. Escape into your favorite music with a Bose premium sound system or set the vibe with ambient mood lighting. Because sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Check out the all-new Nissan Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, ambient lighting, and massaging leather-appointed seats are optional features.
CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us there's misinformation about ADHD on TikTok.
There's a really common ADHD trap that almost every single person with ADHD falls for at some point.
The study from the University of British Columbia shows popular ADHD content on TikTok does not match the views of mental health professionals. That includes symptoms mentioned in videos, which could lead viewers to misdiagnose themselves. ADHD symptoms include difficulty paying attention, hyperactivity, and impulsive behavior, affecting up to 7% of adults around the world. The researchers say it's important to cross-check TikTok information and to rely on a professional diagnosis. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Dutch city of Utrecht has what they call a fish doorbell, letting viewers of an online live stream help fish swim to their spawning grounds. There's an underwater camera at a local lock. When enough people report enough fish, a water worker opens the lock and lets them through. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind advisory continues through the overnight thanks to gusty north winds up around 45 miles per hour. Rain and snow chances will eventually come to an end. Total accumulation staying under an inch. Lows in the mid and upper 20s. Sunshine will return Thursday. Currently 35 degrees.
When you needed me so, Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Drowning in my tears. There's so much I want.
But I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Bye. not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you. Thought I'd see you fire in the now.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
Thank you. fast she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be a singing. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together. Nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum. We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Do what?
information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
Guess you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
many fools rushing, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with. So it goes, some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love.
Good morning, sunshine. So happy.